Detective Sergeant Cameron. How nice to see you again. The plump pathologist slapped something purple and slimy onto a cutting slab, then wiped his hands down the front of his green apron. What can I do for you this beautiful morning? D.S. Cameron smiled at him. Please, if we're going to be friends, you'll have to call me Joe. Joe. George sighed. Lovely. He stood there with a soppy look on his face for a moment, then blinked and frowned, as if noticing Will for the first time. Suppose you're here for those half-heads. Where are they? The pathologist sniffed. You see what I have to put up with, Joe? No hello, no pleasantries, no nothing. Man's got no manners at all. He dug a hanky out of his pocket and made splattery noises into it. Still, I bear it because I am a gentleman. He snapped his bloody gloves into a clean box, then wandered over to a large trolley draped with a sheet. Ta-da! George whipped off the cloth, revealing three rows of severed heads. Most of the skin was still wrinkled, the close-cropped hair making them look like mouldy prunes, but their foreheads were smooth and shiny, the barcodes perfectly clear. Joe squatted in front of the partially mummified features, stroking one of the heads. Wow, how did you manage that? Ah, he winked at her. That would be telling. Will leant forward and sniffed. Hand cream.
Hand cream?
George stuck his nose in the air.
Don't be ridiculous. Why on earth would I use hand cream on severed heads? Hand cream, pfft.
He cleared his throat.
It's face cream. Been slapping it on since yesterday.
George, you're a star.
Will grabbed a reader from the worktop behind them. There was something red and glutinous on the handle, but he didn't notice until it was all over his hands.
Oh, for God's sake!
The pathologist shrugged. It's strawberry jam. I dropped my sandwich. Will handed the sticky piece of equipment to DS. Call me Joe, Cameron, and went to wash his hands. By the time he'd finished, she was running the reader over the last head in the row. It made a reassuringly positive beep. She nodded at him. Got ID numbers on all of them? Right, he said, drying his hands in the back of George's lab coat. Now we need some names. Get on to services. Tell him to run a match.
Hoy!
The little pathologist snatched his coattails away.
You're very welcome, I'm sure.
George, you know I have nothing but the utmost respect for your phenomenal professional acumen. Bollocks.
Joe, it's been a pleasure having you again. Feel free to pop in any time.
George bent and kissed her jam and face cream flavoured hand before turning to Will.
But you can bugger off and never come back.